Hello and welcome to this episode of the Fulfilling Career Podcast. I am so excited for today's episode because I'm talking to Patsy, who's an alum of my signature group coaching program, Find Your Fulfilling Career. We talk about her journey from feeling like she was close to rock bottom in her career and wanting to learn more about herself so she could figure out what other jobs were out there for her after being on one path for 20 years, to how she identified and articulated her values, which helped her understand why her most recent work experience had not been successful, and how she leveraged all that she had learned to secure a job without applying. Patsy shares her life and career before joining the program, her favorite transformations from the program, and she even shares a message for you if you're considering joining us in Find Your Fulfilling Career. Welcome to the Fulfilling Career Podcast, a show for the professional woman who's ready to work in an aligned career that allows her to thrive in her zone of genius, live on purpose, and get paid a value-aligned salary. I share quick insights and strategies to help you reach your career goals, whether you're trying to find your fulfilling career, grow your current career, or successfully job search. I'm your host, Dr. Tega Edwin, a career counselor and coach who was able to turn my own frustration from being in an unfulfilling career into the framework I now use to help other women find their fulfilling career and job search with confidence. Let's dive in. Hey, Patty, how are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. And yourself?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. I'm really looking forward to chatting with you about your experience in FYFC today. So let's just jump right in. Sure. If you can think back to your life and your career before FYFC, how would you describe it?
Well, I think in general, a pretty good arc, right? I've been in the development field for about 20 years, and I could just see, you know, step by step, making progress and promotions, steadily sort of increasing my experience and my exposure. Mm-hmm. But I got to my last posting, which was extremely difficult. And so I sort of left that situation feeling discouraged and just really lost my sense of confidence in my own skills, and was really reevaluating what I wanted to do next after that.
Yeah. So I heard you say, you know, that last experience you had was a bit discouraging, lost your sense of confidence, and also just trying to reevaluate what was next. Tell us a bit more about that reevaluation process and how that maybe led you to FYFC.
Right. So because the situation was so difficult, I didn't hit rock bottom, but pretty close. Mm-hmm. And so I was thinking, you know, to even leave the industry, mm-hmm. right? And do something completely different and have a different focus and sort of, you know, maybe now is the time to cut those cords. So, so I came to the program really wanting to, look and learn more about what are my interests, what are my values, and, you know, what other jobs might be out there for somebody like me.
Right. So tell us a bit about what convinced you, right? So you had a sense of what you wanted, right? Interest, mm-hmm. values, potential options. What convinced you to invest in FYFC? What made you believe that would be the right way to get you to those goals you had for yourself?
Well, I have been following you online for over a year, and I liked what you had to offer. I liked that you were focused first on discovering your values and your interests, and then applying that to like a job search strategy, whereas a lot of other programs do the reverse. And that wasn't working for me. Mm. And so I thought, you know, I like this, what this woman has to offer. I love her energy and her spunk and her passion. You know, if anybody's going to get me out of a rut, she will. So
yeah. You're like, I need someone to pull me out of here.
That's right.
And I love the way you describe that, because that is exactly what the program is, right? It's like very much you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now let's think about some potential jobs. And I love that you were able to encapsulate it that so succinctly in that. Mm-hmm. So you joined the program. What would you say were some of your either big aha moments or wins from participating in FYFC?
Okay. Definitely being able to identify and articulate my values. Mm-hmm. And that an aha moment was when, you know, after realizing what those were and sort of looking back at my, you know, less successful experience, the most recent experience that was less successful, I could see why it wasn't successful. Mm-hmm. And I could see that aligning my values with my job situation is very important.
Right.
Both for just your peace of mind and your sense of purpose, mm-hmm. but also for your ability to thrive. Yeah.
I love that. So I'm hearing the clarifying of the values was a big one for you because it allows you to see not only where the misalignment was in that previous role, but also how you could find peace and the ability to thrive in your career and how that lies in the value clarification.
Correct. Yeah. Yeah. Another big aha moment was the affirmations. Mm-hmm. So you really encouraged us. Well, first you listen to us, right? To find out what makes us tick. And then you were able to provide some example affirmations that you thought would really resonate with each individual and where they were and what they needed. And that really helped me in ways that I didn't recognize right away. But I think in saying the affirmations and continuing and working on believing them, it was, you know, it brought me hope. Mm. But it also opened me up to new possibilities that I wouldn't have opened myself up to if I hadn't been doing the affirmations.
I love that so much. And I heard you say, you know, it brought you hope. Can you tell us a bit about why that hope was important for you?
Yeah, I think one was because of where I was coming from. My last experience was so challenging and difficult, and I had lost confidence in myself and my abilities. But then also, I took the course in the middle of COVID. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I was embarking on a difficult situation, you know, a difficult activity in a difficult era of the world. And so it was very bleak perspective that I had. But the affirmations, one of them was that I can find a fulfilling job in the midst of COVID, right? Mm-hmm. And so I think that was like a thread I could hold on to, mm-hmm. and help me have a more positive perspective on, mm-hmm. where I was at and where I was going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Last year was so fast that it's easy to forget that we were smack dab in the middle of a pandemic while going through the program. It's not like the pandemic has ended, but we were right in the thick of it during your cohort. And so I can understand how, you know, when you talk about needing that hope, because things were looking bleak just in the world in general, and then you mentioned then in your own career on top of that, that sounds like it was a really stressful time for you.
Right. Yeah, it was.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, can you tell us a bit about what, you know, life looks like for you now after the program, whether it's about your career, your beliefs, whatever it may be? How has FYFC changed you or just your perspective now that you're on the other side of the program?
Right. Well, I think having done the program, just like I said, like opened me up to experiences and possibilities that I wouldn't have looked at. Mm-hmm. So first of all, I went in thinking I need to change everything. And I walked out knowing, no, I'm doing the right thing for me. Mm-hmm. Right. It's the environment that I was in that was not aligned with my values, but you know, my strengths, my gifting, I'm spot on, right? And there isn't anything wrong with that. And so I was able to then focus my job search in my area of expertise and feel confident engaging with people and sharing about, you know, what I had to offer. And then most recently, I got a job offer. And, you know, the amazing thing about it was I didn't even apply for the job.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
That's kind.
And so, you know, it was through networking and, you know, somebody else saw my resume and contacted me and basically was trying to sell the job to me more than I had to sell myself to them. So I just felt like this experience, it's like you got to do the work, right? And that even if you don't see the fruit right away, it is working for you, right? It's helping you in terms of your own mindset. It's helping you to, sort of not sell yourself, but really celebrate what it is that you can offer, you know, your next employer. It's giving you a positive, helping you to have a positive outlook and perspective, which I believe then, you know, attracts things that are positive, right? And then the third thing I felt was by knowing what my values were and my strengths were, when I got the offer, I knew it was for me. Like I didn't have to question. I saw, you know, all the various things that I had discovered myself were in this job. And so I didn't have to, you know, try and convince myself or talk myself out of it or any of those, you know, mind games that we often play on ourselves. I could walk confidently and say, yep, this is what I think will work best for me. And then in the discussion process, it was more about, you know, do you align with my values?
Yes. Yes.
And so, yeah, it was a much more, I feel, positive and empowering experience job searching after taking the program than it ever had been before.
Oh, I love that so much. I love it so much because, you know, obviously you did FYFC. And when I talk about job search, I always talk about how the thing that makes job searching fun is clarity, right? Like without clarity, you're stressed, you're all over the place. And so the whole point of FYFC is to get you that clarity where you know what you're looking for. And so to hear you talk about how you could evaluate it for fit for yourself and you had the clarity and you weren't doing that agonizing of, is this right? Is this wrong? You had the tools, which is the point to evaluate and say, okay, boom, boom, boom. Yes, this is it. That's exactly what I love to hear and excites me so much to hear that for you. Congratulations.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Okay. So for the woman who's watching, right, the woman who's watching this video trying to decide if she should join FYFC, she's right on the tip, but she's not sure if it's right for her, if it's worth the investment, what would you say to her?
I'd say do it because I believe that no matter, you know, what stage you are in your job search, and sort of what you have going into it, I'm sure you will find something of value coming out of it. And I felt like in my experience, like there was a long time I was doing the work and I kept thinking, you know, why am I doing this? Right? Like, you know, what's this going to change in my life now? And then also I felt like because I had gone in wanting to find something new and then came out realizing, you know, I need to keep doing what I've been doing. I was like, why did I need to do that? But it wasn't until I actually got this job, you know, offer that I was like, I wouldn't have known how to engage in a positive way in this discussion if I hadn't have gone through all of, you know, the program and learned all the things about myself that I did. So, I'm a firm believer that it, you know, it might not look like it, or you might not realize it right away, but you are learning something just very valuable that will help you in your job search.
That's so beautiful. And that reminds, like you're saying, you know, when you're in it, when you're in the journey or in the process, it can feel pointless. But when you come out on the other side and hearing you say, you're able to look back and see, okay, this is why FYFC was helpful. Like, this is what I learned in that process that I can now apply to my career.
Right.
Awesome. Thank you so much for sharing all that. Thank you for your time. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Awesome.
Thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of the Fulfilling Career Podcast, and I hope you found this conversation helpful. If you're tired of feeling stuck, unhappy, and unfulfilled in a career that feels like it's sucking the life out of you, but you're not sure how to make your transition or even what to do next, I invite you to apply to the next cohort of Find Your Fulfilling Career. FYFC is an exclusive, intimate group coaching program for the woman who is unhappy at work and ready to find a career that allows her to live on purpose and thrive in her zone of genius. Visit findyourfulfillingcareer.com to submit your application today. You can also find that link in the show notes for this episode. Thanks again for listening, and I'll catch you in the next episode.